He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this? And we're live. Welcome everybody here to the Lakers Lounge Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, joined on this fine Sunday night by you guys. To those of you who are watching this and not SNL 50, thank you. I am going to try to get out of here as quickly as I can to catch up on what I've missed, because I, instead of tuning into that, I tuned into this nonsense that the NBA just put us all through. Today in the show, we're going to be talking about All-Star Weekend and how I think it was the worst one of all time when you consider everything that went into this thing. Giannis gave what I think is the actual solution to fixing the All-Star game. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Steph was not involved in the All-Star Saturday night festivities at all in what will probably be his final All-Star weekend in the Bay. That seems like a missed opportunity. Klay Thompson also not involved. Draymond was involved, but like of the people from the Warriors dynasty, I would say Draymond is like the least productive member of the trio. He ran Kevin Durant out of there and then punched Jordan Poole. So like, I don't need much from him. And then also the All-Star game itself was one giant long circle jerk from TNT that reminded us, oh yeah, that's right. That's why the NBA doesn't want you involved with the sport anymore. And it took ESPN sucking it, providing its own content to keep that show alive. So we have a lot that we're going to get to here in a short amount of time. If there is time at the end of the show, I'll go ahead and answer some of the questions and comments from over the course of the streaming as well. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into it. Not much Lakers stuff. Dalton Connect participated in the All-Star game Sunday night. LeBron was a late scratch. Outside of that, no real Lakers participation that I can think of. So not too much Lakers stuff to talk about. But I do think like this was a solid reminder of everything that is wrong with the Adam Silver tenure to this point. So we got a dude named Jesser. We had a Mr. Beast involved in the thing. Although I will say this, Mr. Beast, that like $100,000 competition thing was far and away the best thing on Sunday night. So I guess shouts to him. We had four teams competing in like three different halftimes in between each of the games Saturday or Sunday night. We had Saturday, we had Victor Wembanyama and Chris Paul get thrown out of the skills competition for not taking it, for simultaneously not taking it seriously enough and somehow taking it like too seriously and not like attempting jumpers. You had a slam dunk contest that was won by Mac McClung, who I asked if he had ever had a dunk in the NBA. Turns out he dunked once for the Lakers and not much outside of that. He gets his three-peat or whatever, but it's like, I mean, if you're going to have Mac McClung continue to do this thing, you may as well trot out some professional dunkers that he can compete against, because he's not an NBA player. So you had that take place. You had a three-point contest that Tyler Hero won. And you had Steph Curry not participate in anything Saturday night. Sunday, you had TNT spend 3 hours patting itself on the back for all of the stuff that it has done, well, that it thinks it has done for the league, when, in my opinion, I think it has been, especially later in its tenure, far worse for the league than good. I thought Sunday night was like a perfect encapsulation of like why it is now actively bad for the league. And Jaylen Brown, like, it's like, get them out, get off the court. as like Shaq and Kenny and like you could have done like I understand wanting to honor Ernie and Shaq and Kenny and Charles. Like, that's fine. You want to honor them. Like, you could do it heading into the playoffs. You could do it in their final broadcast. You can do it like, all right, it's their final All-Star game potentially. So like, all right, you can do it before the festivities kick off or afterward, but in the middle of the game, like it was a timeout and Kevin Hart brings everybody out there to be like, all right, guys, let's come on out here and stare at our stomach for 10 minutes. So that was super awkward. Again, let's go back to Saturday night where the slam dunk contest featured zero starters. You had Andre Jackson, who barely plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. You had Mac McClung, who barely plays in the NBA at all. You have who the other, but it really says something that like I can't really recall. Help me out if you guys are but like there was no NBA starters on the slam dunk contest. And it's like the thing about NBA All-Star and the thing about All-Star competitions in general, star is right there in the word. Like, it's all stars. All of the events should have stars in them. Stephon Castle, he doesn't start because Chris Paul starts ahead of him. Thank you, Mixmaster Mike. It said like all stars Saturday night, all stars Sunday night. Like, and yet there was like not enough stars. And like to this point, I've been kind of reticent to have NBA players who are far and away the best paid athletes in American professional sports on average. I've been kind of reticent to pay them extra to get like the right players in the slam dunk contest. But at this point, it's like, I don't care. Put $2 million in cash on the scores table. And have Ja go up against Anthony Edwards, who, by the way, didn't participate in any of Saturday or Sunday night either. He was a late scratch as well. Like I get earlier, LeBron was a late scratch. Giannis was a scratch, not late, but like he was like a reminder. Also, Giannis isn't going to be playing here tonight either. But like there was just like you look at the slam dunk contest. It was Stephon Castle, Andre Jackson, Mac McClung, and you, for all we care. And it was like, Jen's, all right, little backstory. Jen and I, for about like 16 years now, have been, because I'm not really a Valentine's Day guy. I don't really like celebrating it. I was raised in a family full of boys. My dad was not like really into it. So like we never really took Valentine's Day very seriously at all. Jen, however, comes from a family where it was three girls and one guy in the house. And so they take Valentine's Day a lot more seriously. And like the compromise that we basically made early on was like, I'm not really a Valentine's Day guy, but if like I'm down to celebrate the weekend. And Jen was like, well, all right, what if we start going to out for a really nice dinner and then we go find someplace fun to go watch the Saturday night festivities? That was perfect. So we've been doing that for like 16 years now, and there have been some great moments, like the Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon dunk contest. There have been some like otherworldly experiences, and you know, like that. We weren't together during the Vince Carter, we weren't together during that run, but we, Matas Bozelis. Yeah. Thank you. But they, had to Google it. Yeah. But like one year, like, you know, in order to kind of convince her that like slam dunk contest was a cool thing to check out, like I literally just went on YouTube and just said, hey, let's just sit down and watch this. And we watched the Vince Carter, Jason Richardson final there. And so like this has been a part of our relationship now for, again, like 16 years. We've been together for 20-ish, 21 this year. And so like this year, we're like getting ready. We're sitting down. We found a spot at this cool little pizza place with a fun bar that served good wine too. And so like we're sitting there and we're like we're posted up. And she's like, all right, so who are these people? I'm like, well, Stephon Castle is the best player of the bunch. But he comes off of the bench somewhat for political reasons. He probably should be starting over Chris Paul. But still, like, he's a good young player, but not like, you know, he's not a star. And then you had Bouzelis, who is like a fun young player as well. But like, again, not a star. And then Mac McClung, I was trying to explain to her, like, yeah, this guy's won it for the last couple of years running, but like, he literally just gets to practice dunking all year because he never plays. And then they had Andre Jackson, who's like, yeah, he is on the Milwaukee Bucks. And she's like, so wait, so none of these guys really like matter in terms of basketball? I was like, no, not really. Castle is the closest thing to that, but no, not really. And then we were watching the 3-point contest and she's like, wait, like Steph didn't do this. Why isn't Steph in it? And I was like, well, because the NBA was trying to negotiate with him and Sabrina to try to bring back that one-on-one competition that they had last year, which was really, really fun. And they weren't able to land those negotiations. And Steph was like planning on doing that. And hadn't really figured into the planning for the 3-point contest. And by the time they had figured out that that was not going anywhere, it was too late to add him to the 3-point contest. And now he's not going to do anything at all. And she's like, Jesus Christ. So like the Bay Area, like Golden State Warriors was like, you know, Splash Brothers was the whole thing. You could have had Clay, you could have had Steph, like, nope, not going to do it at all. And so like those guys don't participate in anything at all. Draymond does, but like, he's the least popular of the bunch. And yeah, like we have just watched this thing kind of steadily and consistently just slide into this current state where it is easily the worst of the all-star competitions anywhere in the four major sports. Hockey is doing this thing, this Four Nations thing that like I was watching the commercial for and I was getting like pumped for it. I don't even like hockey. I was like, Jesus, that looks like fun. That looks really cool. And hockey fans were like telling me, yeah, actually this was great. I was like, okay. So, and the NBA is now falling behind hockey with its thing. The NFL Pro Bowl used to be a complete joke because nobody wanted to play and get hurt in that for like decent reasons, because there's like legitimate hitting in Pro Bowl. So they were like, no, we'll do the flag football thing. Then we'll just like, we'll do these skills challenges. And that has become an actually fun event to tune into. So now football has that over the NFL as well. In baseball, the All-Star game is still a bit of a mess. But the home run contest, like they always have stars participating in the home run contest. And like, it's not like the slam dunk contest, which used to be, by the way, the centerpiece of All-Star weekend. Now they can't get like Shaedon Sharpe won't even do the stupid thing. And he's like a fringe starter. You know, it's like, it's just, I'm going to be really careful with the language that I use here, because some of it is loaded and I don't mean it with its loaded intentions, but NBA players, like the league itself is in a very dangerous place, because I would argue this is the least likable NBA players have ever been. And this is like at a time where actually like, NBA players, if you actually pay attention to the stories and them as people, like they can be really, you know, they can have really cool stories. They can have cool stories told about them, but like, they're just not interested in that at all. Everything that makes them interesting, they actually move really far away from, because they're so PR sensitized that like none of it feels very real at all. I've had a few friends go from covering the NBA to covering the WNBA. And they all say that, like, it's nice to cover actual human beings because in the NBA, they all take themselves far too seriously. Like in the WNBA, they just had in that unrivaled league, they had a one-on-one tournament. And you had somebody, a great player in Stewie, get shut out. And she was just like, yeah, shit, you know, that happens. And it's just like, and the reason the NBA like stars won't do that is because they're all afraid that that could happen to them. And they like, they're just like, no, we're not going to, I'm not interested in actually competing because if I compete and it doesn't go well, I might get memed online. And it's just like, and you know, so you have like you and like, I do think this has become a controversial opinion. I shared this opinion years ago and it's become more and more popular over the years. But I do think that like up until LeBron, all of the NBA's stars, like superstars participated in the slam dunk contest. And the moment LeBron got into the league and they were like, LeBron, do the slam dunk contest. Please do the slam dunk contest. Are you, you're just not going to do it. All right. Year in, year out. It's like, is this the year? Is this year? And he never did it. And that became kind of like the status quo. That doesn't mean that there weren't great superstars or there weren't great performances in the slam dunk contest. But like, basically if you were at like a certain level of superstar, you like were convinced by the practice of other superstars that like, yeah, I'm like too good a basketball player to participate in the slam dunk contest. And it's like the All Stars weekend misses actual superstars participating in the centerpiece event. And like, I don't know. LeBron's got to own that a little bit. Like he's got to wear that a little bit. And it's not to say it can't be fixed. It's not like I'm of the opinion, fuck it, screw it. Just do, put a bunch of money on the line. The next TV deal that kicks off after this season is for $73 trillion or whatever the number is. Just fork over some of the BRI into like some money there, or like, you know, Kia can sponsor the thing and put the money up front for that too. Like whatever it is, whatever it takes to get Ja out there, to get Anthony Edwards out there, to get any number of superstars who would be really fun to watch in that event, get them out there. At least make it so that like, all right, if you're going to participate in the slam dunk contest, you have to have started in more than half of your team's games that season. One time, you know, like just do anything so that the players who were actually watching in that Saturday night, we know who they are. Like it took Google for people who were tuning in. If you're tuning into this show right now, tonight, you are the hardest of hardcore fans when it comes to the Lakers and the NBA, right? Because you have the HBO's new show is back, or not, White Lotus is back Sunday, with it being Sunday night. You have SNL's weekend celebrating 50 years of SNL. Like there are so many other things you could be doing with your time, and you're tuned in here to watch to watch me whine about the slam dunk contest and the All-Star festivities. Like you are the hardest of hardcore fans, and somebody on here had to Google who Matelis Boselis or Matas Boselis is in order to like make this worth their while. Remember who participated in the thing, you know, who won the 3-point contest. I happen to know because it was mentioned again over the course of this one. It was Tyler Hero, but does anybody actually care or remember? And he won it with I think he had one round. It was like 31 or something like that. Like it was just, it's not where the NBA needs to be. And you have Adam Silver bringing out Mr. Beast, and you have him bringing out some dude new Jesser, and he's trying to appeal to like these younger audiences. When the way that you appeal to younger audiences is to have cool shit happens it happen in like small bite-sized frames, so you could throw it on TikTok, you could throw it on YouTube Shorts, or you could throw it on Instagram Reels or Facebook Reels. Like, if you have somebody who is actually a superstar doing, by the way, you don't, it doesn't, like, I've seen the excuse of like, well, technically we've seen a lot of the dunks that some of these guys would do, and therefore that's what makes a slam dunk contest not as fun. Maybe. But like, if you see, if Mack McClung and Anthony Edwards do the exact same dunk, or even shit, if Anthony Edwards does a slightly worse dunk than Mack McClung, it's going to be endlessly more cool to watch Anthony Edwards do it, because the crowd is going to respond to the fact that there's an actual global superstar on the court in that moment. Like, that's how this shit works. All Stars Weekend. NBA All Stars. I feel like I'm losing my mind, because the NBA just doesn't seem to understand that a really key part to All Star Weekend is the stars. It's not NBA Role Player Weekend. It's not NBA Bench Warmer Weekend. It's not like, you know, people are like celebrating the fact that like Mack McClung has this like three, he completed the three-peat with the slam dunk contest. And that's cool. Like, the dude has made $312,000 off of his slam dunk contest. Like, that's cool for him specifically. But that's awful for the league. Awful. Because now we're being reminded that, like, actually, there are significantly better dunkers out there than the stars. One of them is like a fringe NBA player, not a fringe rotation player, not a fringe starter. Mack McClung has like struggled to hold on to an actual NBA gig for his entire career. And he's going out there mollywopping the people he's competing against, because he doesn't have to do anything else. He doesn't have to focus on anything else for his professional life. Incredible athlete, really skilled guy, really fun dunks, all that stuff. All right. If we're going to hand the thing over to the likes of Mack McClung, bring on professional dunkers who do like halftime shows and shit. And we can actually have like an all-world slam dunk contest. But like, for as what the thing is supposed to accomplish is to remind people how cool NBA stars are. The NBA is a star-driven league. That's what we keep on saying. The NBA is like, you know, championships are won by stars. The reason the Luka trade is so important is because the Lakers just stumbled upon their star for the next decade. Dallas handed over a star for the next decade. And like, the only people who don't seem to understand it are the people who are trying to do the planning for NBA All-Star Weekend. And it's just like, it's a terrible event. It's become a terrible event. It's so bad that I think the league is probably better off moving it out of the first week after the Super Bowl, because all this weekend did to this weekend accomplished was remind people why they probably don't like the NBA. You have a whole bunch of these like entitled stars who are just like, yeah, I mean, I could play hard or I could not play at all. What? Like, I could play hard or I could just like sit this one out. That's an option. Yeah, I guess. Sure. Like, I don't think you have too many instances where like MLB stars are turning down the All-Star game. I don't think you have too many instances where like NFL players who are healthy and not participating in the Super Bowl turn down the Pro Bowl. Like, especially now that like all you got to do is show up to Vegas and fuck around for a little bit and you get a bonus. Like now though, you have NBA players who are like, yeah, I'm good. Like, we were wondering, hey, what happened with Anthony Edwards? Why didn't Anthony Edwards play? And John Krasinski of The Athletic had to be like, according to my sources, he strained his groin. All right. Sure. Why not? I totally believe that. Like, it's just what I think they should probably do, especially now that the trade deadline is right at the end of the NFL season. The next week of basketball games should highlight those teams that like make a basically a flex schedule and try to put the teams that made trades at the trade deadline on national TV as often as you can coming out of the trade deadline, and then do All-Star weekend in the weekend between, you know, like right before the play-in, you know, or and then give yourself like a nice week-long break so the teams can get healthy before you get into the play, go into the playoffs, rather than like right now as it exists, the teams that were in the play-in, they go like back to back to back, boom, and then you're in a playoff series right away. Like, figure out a way to station the All-Star weekend in a place where it is not the first thing. Either fix it, or move it so that it's not the first thing people see coming out of the Super Bowl.